Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I would like to thank my friends that are sending me secret texts. Apparently, I have been cut from a neighborhood party.
Oh, cut?
Why are you cut? Are they saying why?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I didn't stay for the ornament exchange.
Last time. Oh, okay.
Because my son had a concert. I had to go to my son's concert. It was this end of the year like concert thing, right? And so I had to go to it. And so it says, so here's the feed, right? Hey, everybody, just so you know, and Jamie White was cut from the party because she left the party early. So make sure that you stay for the speeches. There were speeches? Make sure that you stay for the ornament exchange ceremony and the speeches. She left before the exchange last year, so she's off the list.
Wow. And they sent that to you?
Well, yeah, because they were talking to a feed, but they let me know.
Oh.
They let me know. I knew I wasn't invited.
You're
but
an outcast.
I didn't know. Well, obviously I'm not because my friends are still my friends. That girl just made me an outcast.
Yeah.
But my group are still my group.
Right.
But the one girl that's not in our group cut me off the list because I didn't stay for the ornament
exchange.
Wow.
Man, stay-at-home moms are they're cutthroat.
That's a tough one there.
Right?
Oh. Yeah.
I didn't know there were rules for parties.
You get tossed
if you don't stay.
Man, oh man, that's hardcore there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you got to stay for speeches and and all that.
Listen, I'm going to my friend Christie's ornament exchange. So there's no speeches. We just drink and go, oh my God, that's the dumbest ornament ever.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm never going to hang that one on my tree.
Man, oh man.
No,
you've
right?
You've been barred.
You're out. You never know what you do. These Christmas parties, there's so much like, you never know what you've done wrong. Maybe you brought the wrong thing. I remember my mom, she would bitch about my aunt every year at Christmas. She's like, all Aunt Sharon does is bring a 12-pack of Coke and drinks it all. She's like, here's my mom.
12-pack.
My mom's like, I make all the food. I do all the sides. I do all the desserts. I have all the drinks. Sharon brings a 12-pack of Coke and she just sits there and drinks it all and smokes her cigarette. So I remember thinking like Aunt Sharon was like a bad person when I was little, right?
I love family.
I know, right?
It's so
great.
Good.
But I mean, unless you tell Aunt Sharon bring more than a 12-pack of Diet Coke
right.
or real Coke, she'd drink real Coke.
Right.
She doesn't know.
Yeah, she's just going to keep doing what she
does.
And
I'm sure that she would easily bring whatever you say to bring.
But
you've just never given her directions. All you're doing is just criticizing
exactly.
her.
I guarantee Sharon asked my mom, hey, Nan, can I bring something? Yeah. And my mom's like, no, I've got it covered.
Maybe
and
some drinks.
Yeah.
If you want.
Right.
Bring some drinks.
Right.
Well, what are you going to pick out? If I hate root beer, I'm not going to go buy root beer. beer. Exactly. I'm going to buy something I like if I'm bringing the 12-pack, right?
See, people never really tell you what they want. Like, no. So, for example, like when somebody dies in your family, and I've said this before, and I really mean it. When somebody's like, is there anything you need? Can I get you anything? I want you to say these words because they stop in their tracks. When they say, is there anything I can do? Just say, can you come over and vacuum?
Yeah.
Because guess what? They don't mean their words.
No, they're not going to show up and back. Tell them you want a bucket of chicken.
Yeah.
They ain't going to bring you a bucket of chicken. Not going
to
happen.
They're just not. All right. Anyway, let's get to some tabloid trash. Bitch Fest is over. Morgan Wallen. Yep. He's on 2 years of probation. He got a whopping $350 fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I think he got what he deserved, though. Yeah. I really do. I don't think that he was overcharged or over-sentenced. I don't think he was under-sentenced. I think it was pretty much in line.
7 days in rehab, which I didn't know that they had like a gunshot, like a express rehab thing.
Yeah, it's a drive-through.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Because isn't it usually like 30 days?
Normally 30 days.
Yeah.
That's the weird thing about rehab, though. When you go into rehab for 30 days, if they find out your insurance won't cover it, they toss you out of there within like 10 days.
What?
Yeah, they will.
You're kidding.
No, I've seen it many times through my friend.
Wait, the other day you talked about going.
I'm just saying. I don't know what days I can talk about going or not.
Thursday. So Thursday, so we don't mention it?
No.
No, but on Wednesdays?
No, today's Friday.
Oh, today? Oh, shoot.
Today's not Thursday.
I almost actually cussed.
Today's Friday.
Today is Friday.
Yeah.
So Fridays, we don't mention it, but on Wednesdays, it's okay?
Yeah, they were out of town. No, I'm just saying.
Oh, that's right.
I'm just saying, though, that they will. They'll toss you out of there if your insurance doesn't cover it. And you don't have the means yourself because you can't owe them. They want their money up front.
You know, that'll
so they're not really care if you get well or not sometimes.
Oh, yeah, it sounds like
in some facilities.
Oh. Yeah,
they just
the
want
money.
Paid. It's a moneymaker.
Here's the thing. We're going to see more stories like what you just told over and over and over again because, you know, the whole CEO of United Healthcare, right?
Yeah.
That situation. Well, already there are reports, people talking about them being declined. There's a story out of Kansas City. There's a young med student. She's just gorgeous. Her name is, I think, Sai, and she has she developed this thing where the platelets in her blood don't clot, and so she internally bleeds. Well, there's a pill for that, and Blue Cross Blue Shield will not pay for it. They absolutely will not pay for it. It's $8,000 a month.
Oh my god!
And they won't pay for it.
How can you not cover that?
It's a die situation. Like,
yeah, live
she'll
or
die.
Death.
Yeah. She'll bleed to death internally. And they refused her.
Crazy.
So we're going to see all these stories of all these people being declined, right? I mean, that's...
Yeah, people are going to come forward.
And then I guess they'd set up... This is alleged. So this story is... The girl, Sai, that's a real story. But the next story is alleged. Allegedly, United Healthcare had a system that was AI that went through and it's the one that declined people, the AI system, because they'd put like, what will this cost us later if we treat it now? And if it was like expenses keep going, then they would just decline it. AI knew how to figure out the cost later in life.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh my God. So just decline them now so you don't have the problems later. Isn't that awful?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, though.
I know.
It's so out of whack right now.
Until it happens to you, because like we had somebody work here and he had cancer. Thank God he's cured, and we all love him. But remember, they were gonna take away his car and all that stuff for medical bills because his insurance dropped him. I mean,
I do agree though that this incident that happened up in New York is just gonna bring it to the forefront even more in the future, especially the next few months.
Speaking of which, Paris Hilton's Stop Institutional Child Abuse Act passed unanimously in the U.S. Senate. With all 100 senators on board, the legislation was deeply personal to Hilton after she bravely shared her own painful experiences of abuse at a young age in this institution. Dude, they came in the middle of the night and grabbed her out of her bed. It was...
That's a wild story,
too. It is
too.
So crazy.
You know, and there's something about Paris Hilton, and I don't know, maybe this is just me, but when the whole influencer thing really took off online, she kind of stepped back out of the limelight, didn't she? She didn't really jump in there. I mean, she did the TV show and all that, but once all that went away, she just kind of went away herself.
Well, no, she's a huge DJ.
Yeah, believe
well,
it or not.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying that I don't see her posting as many butt pictures. It's like a Kim Kardashian.
She is insane.
Desperate stuff.
She's doing that show now with they've revamped
Nicole Richie.
Yeah, they've revamped that show. I don't know. Do you guys think it looks good?
No.
I know, right? Like, no.
We've been there, done that.
Exactly. Yeah. Like this, they go to a small town, and
it would be like doing the Osbournes again.
Yeah,
it just wouldn't work.
Been there, done that. Plus, I mean, we've all seen it. Okay, you go to a small town, you make fun of them, you don't know, what cow tipping is. Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Done. All right, Selena Gomez, I mentioned this. The marquee diamond is hotter than ever because she got a marquee diamond. Selena Gomez got engaged to Howdy Doody, and she got a 4-carat. And I like that he only did 4 carats. Because, after 4 carats, it gets stupid.
Only 4?
Yeah, that's all he did. No, I mean,
that's a lot. That's my point.
Not in the celebrity
for a
world,
guy
no.
like me, that's like that's showing off. Yeah.
But isn't your wife's like 2.5?
Well, no. It's you got hot? The point part right.
Oh, did you get her a canarly?
No, it's real.
No, you can hardly see it.
Yeah, a canarly. Yeah, I didn't know that.
The diamond chip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I like that it's tasteful. It's only 4 carats, and that it. But you can see right through it. I mean, it is a perfect diamond. The clarity and the cut and everything. There's not a piece of carbon to be seen. I mean,
it's $100,000 ring, right? $200,000.
Yeah, it was a $200,000 ring. But he can afford $1 million ring. I mean, he's got money for days. Yeah. He's got a lot of money.
Billy Bozo?
Yeah. He wrote like all of Justin Bieber's
songs.
He's
an amazing producer. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He didn't write them. He produced them. Yep. You're right. Sorry. Yeah. So he's an amazing. He writes. Like he worked with Billie Eilish. Mm-hmm. All these people. Okay. He has millions. Like he kind of went cheap in my opinion. Listen, if you're worth like $100 million, right? And you only get me a ring with $200,000. Shaw.
I mean, he's got to put some money away for hard times, I mean, you can't have him spend it all.
Can you read some of that there, Schmidl? He has 27.
Yeah, so it says Benny Blanco has 8 number one hits on the Billboard Top 100, but he also has 27 top 10 songs as a writer.
And writing money goes forever because he gets a writer's, ASCAP fee every time they
cheap SOB.
I know,
can't
right?
Can't believe he only spent $200,000 on a ring. I'm with you, Jamie.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bruno Mars, No Doubt, One Republic, Nicki Minaj are some of his. He mentioned also, I remember on an episode that I watched with him, he talked about working with Billie Eilish and how she, out of everybody he's worked with, he said Justin Bieber was amazing, having an ear for music and being able to just write something down. But he said, without a doubt, Billie Eilish and her brother were the most amazing artists he's ever worked with.
I see that.
I do too. Mm-hmm. They're like savants. Like, that's just different. They're built different. I'm built different.
Say that again.
You're built different.
We all are. We really are. We are.
You remind me of with that big eyeball on Monsters, Inc.
Mike Wazowski?
That's his body shape. Yeah. Oh,
why am I laughing?
Spadilla really loved that one.
Oh, shut up.
Because you can picture it, right?
Yeah.
BJ's body is the eyeball guy. Oh, yeah. No? Okay, fine. Let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? There seemed like there was some other stuff. Hold on. Let's see here. Oh, did you? Well, I don't want to read that. It's horrible. That girl in the lacrosse team.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
She, a long, long time ago, this woman accused the lacrosse team.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Right?
Yeah.
And then now she just came out and said, never happened.
Yeah. Terrible. That's terrible.
Well, she's admitted that. We've known that for quite a while, that it never happened.
But she's now admitting the one that actually accused him.
Because she had some friends that came out and said she even told them, this was a while back, that she told them that it never happened, but now she's admitted it herself.
Ugh. Well, I think we knew something was wrong when she killed her boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah. The red flag.
It's a bad one.
There's a football player. What's his name? Carolina Panthers wide receiver Xavier. He eats raccoon. Here it is. Number 1.
Is there something weird that you like to eat or something you don't like to eat that you can never eat that most people would eat, Like, what's something, that you have a weird opinion on?
Well, y'all probably seen that video when I told them folks I eat coon.
Are you a raccoon? You what?
I see raccoon. I didn't see that.
I said, no, what do you mean raccoon? Like the raccoon?
Like a raccoon like, that you see in the trash. Okay.
Where do you even eat that at? Where do you even get that?
I hunt it, I kill it, I skin them, cook them, eat them, all it.
So when's the last time you had a raccoon?
Thanksgiving.
So you went and got the Thanksgiving, you killed the raccoon or you had, like, you
found it? My kids, all my people, them hunting all that, so. My kids and them, they killed it. They called me like, yeah, we got that coon. We get
that coon.
Yeah.
That sounds crazy. We got that coon.
Yeah, so, wait, what does it taste like?
It got its own taste. You know, everybody try to say stuff taste like cheese.
Uh-huh.
But that coon got its own taste.
So he had coon for Thanksgiving?
Yeah,
that's what he said.
Holy moly. I didn't know that was on the menu.
That guy's built different right there. That guy's built different.
Well said. There you go. Tabloid trash.
All right, it's the BJ Jamie Morning Show. Happy Friday.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ Jamie Morning Show. Tomorrow night in New York City, Travis Hunter, it looks like he's going to pick up the Heisman. What if he doesn't win? I mean, you go all the way up there, and I'm sure that... That girlfriend that he's got that likes to complain.
I didn't know they had a baby.
Yeah, that's what I heard too. Yeah. I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
I just saw it on Texanado that they have a kid. But she seems to be a little moody here and there. Now, look, I don't know the girl.
Why do you know she's moody?
Well, isn't there a video of her yelling at him when they got off the field one day?
Yeah,
oh,
it was a game that they won 52-0.
Yeah, it's not a good look. It's not a good look.
She was bitching at him?
Yeah, she was. She was mad at him.
That's why everyone was saying, you can't marry her.
I didn't know she was bitching at him.
Yeah, yeah. She was upset because some fans around her were being obnoxious, and he just won 52-0. And when they met on the field, she started complaining to him about the fans up in the thing. And he had nothing to do with it, and he didn't even know. And there's nothing he could do about it anyway. I mean, the game's over. But, man, she went off on him. She did. Right there on the video. It's pretty crazy.
Well, I did see her jacket. It said Heisman, and what's his number, 23 or something?
12.
Oh, 12? So the I was the one, and then the S was a 2 or so. I forgot how she did it. It was very clever, but she put Heisman with a 12 in it.
Now let's go this route, okay? What if, there you are, front row, Heisman, there it is. It's sitting there, that little statue, you know? And they call out somebody else's name. Can you imagine how she's going to go off on him? She is going to be over the edge. Here she's sitting there with that jacket on.
I know. She paid a lot of money to have it customized.
And what if they name somebody else, like that running back guy that you guys mentioned a few days ago? Yeah, what if they mentioned it? What if he wins?
The Boise State guy.
Oh, man, that's going to be a long plane ride home for Travis Hunter.
She's going to tell me. He didn't even try.
Pressure's on, man. I won't be happy until I hear his name tomorrow night.
Have you ever had that happen where you didn't win?
No.
No.
I've never been up for anything. That was the first thing I had to think of, Jamie. I had to think of what award have I been sitting in an audience waiting for my name to be called and thinking. Now, I've been in a raffle before where I was hoping my number would get called in a raffle to win like a bottle of scotch or something. But I've never been up for DJ of the year.
Can I tell you, do you want to make a sandwich? Can I tell you a little story?
Yeah, I got time.
Okay.
Plus, I'm hungry.
Right, is everybody ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
So, this is a good one. So, I was in eighth grade, right?
Yeah.
And my mom and dad got a leak.
What? Eighth grade? This is an eighth grade story?
Yeah, it's very
I need extra ketchup on my
this is very
fries over here.
BJ, you don't understand. This is
eighth
very
grade.
Eighth grade, okay?
Eighth grade's tough.
It is tough.
All right, go ahead.
So, my parents, Bob and Nancy White, they got a little leak, right, from the janitor. His name was, what was it? Ray Griffith. He put that special sauce on when you puked, you know, that pink stuff.
Oh, yeah, dries it up a little bit. Yeah.
I was always amazed at that stuff, that chemical reaction with your puke. Anyway, so he got a tip from Ray Griffith that said, hey, your daughter won homecoming queen, right? Eighth grade homecoming queen. My sister had won it. So my sister had her crown and in her room. I would wear it sometimes.
Was she a year ahead of you?
No, she was 4 years ahead of me.
4 years ahead.
Yeah,
of you.
So okay, she was.
Okay. And she'd won. Okay.
She was the Energy Eagle homecoming queen. Yeah energy because we were minors, right? So anyway, so she was the Energy Eagle homecoming queen. And I had to keep it alive, right, for the White family.
Yeah,
so Ray told Bob and Nancy, your daughter won homecoming queen. I was like, no way. So my mom and dad told me, hey, we're going to spend a little extra money on your dress because you're going to be the queen, just like your sister. I'm like, this is amazing. Well, you know where this is going because the story's already been told. But because of what we're talking about.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
Got you.
So all of a sudden, they're like, okay, and first runner-up goes to Jamie White.
Oh, no.
First
runner-up.
Freaking.
Yeah.
Guess who won? Guess who won? Tracy Wilcox. Tracy Wilcox got homecoming queen. Okay.
No kidding.
She got homecoming freaking Tracy Wilcox. Not even cute. Not even cute. Nah. Frumpy as hell.
Yeah, frumpy.
Frumpy as hell. So she got, you know, she got homecoming queen. So that night I went home. I'm in eighth grade. I went to my sister's room. I grabbed her crown from her look because my sister was the homecoming queen.
Yeah.
I grabbed her crown. I went into the bathroom. And I watched myself cry and watch my mascara just run down my face with my sister's crown on.
Man.
That was the saddest story ever.
Just black.
That was a good sandwich I just had.
Just black going down my face with my sister's crown
that's
on.
Terrible.
Just looking in the mirror.
That's a terrible
how I wasn't
story.
The queen.
Yeah. Travis Hunter, if you're listening right now, just think of that.
Yeah.
Just think of that. That could happen to you.
Exactly.
Could happen to you with the Heisman.
I feel like you guys aren't feeling this story at all and don't care.
Well, it was the eighth grade. I mean, it's been a while.
It was traumatizing. I thought it was the freaking queen.
I mean, why would you take it for you?
And listen, why would you take a tip from Ray, the janitor?
Because he's Ray freaking Griffin.
He's in the know. He was a janitor.
He was in charge of puke.
By the way, come on. Tracy Wilcox.
Yeah, she had the face of a tractor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Tomorrow night in New York City, Travis Hunter, it looks like he's going to pick up the Heisman. What if he doesn't win? I mean, you go all the way up there, and I'm sure that that girlfriend that he's got that likes to complain.
I didn't know they had a baby.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too.
Yeah.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
I just saw it on Texanado that they have a kid. But she seems to... be a little moody here and there. Now, look, I don't know the girl.
Why do you know she's moody?
Well, isn't there a video of her yelling at him when they got off the field one day?
Yeah,
oh,
it was a game that they won 52-0.
Yeah, it's not a good look. It's not a good
look. She was bitching at him?
Yeah, she was. She was mad at him.
That's why everyone was saying, you can't marry her.
Wow, I didn't know that she was bitching at him.
Yeah, yeah. She was upset because some fans around her were being obnoxious, and he just won 52-0. And when they met on the field, she started complaining to him about the fans up in the thing. And he had nothing to do with it, and he didn't even know. And there's nothing he could do about it anyway. I mean, the game's over. But, man, she went off on him. She did. Right there on the video. It's pretty crazy.
Well, I did see her jacket. It said Heisman, and what's his number, 23 or something?
12.
Oh, 12? So the I was the one, and then the S was a 2 or so. I forgot how she did it. It was very clever, but she put Heisman with a 12 in it.
Now let's go this route, okay? What if, there you are, front row, Heisman, there it is. It's sitting there, that little statue, you know? And they call out somebody else's name. Can you imagine how she's going to go off on him? She is going to be over the edge. Here she's sitting there with that jacket on.
I know. She paid a lot of money to have it customized.
And what if they name somebody else, like that running back guy that you guys mentioned a few days ago? Yeah, what if they mentioned it? What if he wins?
The Boise State.
Oh, man, that's going to be a long plane ride home for Travis Hunter.
She's going to tell me. He didn't even try.
Pressure's on, man. I won't be happy until I hear his name tomorrow night.
Have you ever had that happen where you didn't win?
No.
No.
I've never been up for anything. That was the first thing I had to think of, Jamie. I had to think of what award have I been sitting in an audience waiting for my name to be called and thinking. Now, I've been in a raffle before where I was hoping my number would get called in a raffle to win like a bottle of scotch or something, but I've never been up for like DJ of the year.
Can I tell you, do you want to make a sandwich? Can I tell you a little story?
Yeah, I got time.
Okay.
Plus, I'm hungry.
Is everybody ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
So, this is a good one. So, I was in eighth grade, right?
Yeah.
And my mom and dad got a leak.
Okay. Eighth grade? This is an eighth grade story?
Yeah, it's very
I need extra ketchup on my
this is very fries over here. BJ, you don't understand. This is
eighth grade,
okay?
Eighth grade's tough.
It is tough.
All right, go ahead.
So, my parents, Bob and Nancy White, they got a little leak, right, from the janitor. His name was, what was it? Ray Griffith. He put that special sauce on when you puked. you know, that pink stuff.
Oh, yeah, dries it up a little bit.
I was always amazed at that stuff, that chemical reaction with your puke. Anyway, so he got a tip from Ray Griffith that said, hey, your daughter won homecoming queen, right? Eighth grade homecoming queen. My sister had won it. So my sister had her crown and in her room. I would wear it sometimes.
Was she a year ahead of you?
No, she was 4 years ahead of me.
4 years ahead.
Yeah, so
okay,
she was.
Okay. And she'd won. Okay.
She was the Energy Eagle homecoming queen. Yeah, yeah, Energy, because we were minors, right? So anyway, so she was the Energy Eagle homecoming queen. And I had to keep it alive, right, for the White family.
Yeah,
so
sure.
Ray told Bob and Nancy, your daughter won homecoming queen. I was like, no way. So my mom and dad told me, hey, we're going to spend a little extra money on your dress because you're going to be the queen, just like your sister. I'm like, this is amazing. Well, you know where this is going because the story's already been told. But because of what we're talking about.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
Got you.
So all of a sudden, they're like, okay. And first runner-up goes to Jamie White.
Oh, no.
First
runner-up.
Freaking.
Yeah.
Guess who won? Tracy Wilcox. Tracy Wilcox got homecoming queen. Okay?
No kidding.
She got homecoming freaking queen. Tracy Wilcox. Not even cute. Not even cute. No. Frumpy as hell.
Yeah, frumpy.
Frumpy as hell. So she got, you know, she got homecoming queen. So that night, I went home. I'm in eighth grade. I went to my sister's room. I grabbed her crown from her look, because my sister was a homecoming queen.
Yeah.
I grabbed her crown. I went into the bathroom. And I watched myself cry and watched my mascara just run down my face with my sister's crown on.
Man.
That's the saddest story ever.
Just black.
That was a good sandwich I just had.
Just black going down my face with my sister's crown
that's
on.
That's terrible.
Just looking in the mirror.
That's a terrible
story. How I wasn't the queen.
Yeah. Travis Hunter, if you're listening right now, just think of that.
Yeah.
Just think of that. That could happen to you.
Exactly.
Could happen to you with the Heisman.
I feel like you guys aren't feeling this story at all and don't care.
Well, it was the eighth grade. I mean, it's been a while.
It was traumatizing. I thought it was the freaking queen.
I mean, why would you take it for you?
And listen, why would you take a tip from Ray, the janitor?
Because he's Ray freaking Griffin.
He's in the know. He's the janitor.
He was in charge of puke.
And by the
way, come on.
Tracy Wilcox.
Yeah, she had the face of a tractor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie.
Alrighty. All right. The weekend. Weekend. All right. We got to get out of here. We're done. We are done. Anything else to wrap things up this morning? Let's quickly again thank the sponsors. The Giving Tree is coming up next week.
Yes.
And we want to thank everybody that's involved, including Steel Bros Heating and Cooling, Longmont Dairy, Dave and Buster's, Ranky Brothers over in downtown Littleton, everybody involved, and most of all, you, the people that stepped up and adopted some of these families. That's great.
Yeah, no kidding. We thank you so much. It's going to be a blast next week.
Yeah.
A blast.
All right, everybody have a great weekend.
Who worked on it so hard.
Hey, Spadil.
Yeah.
You've done an incredible job.
Great job.
I just want to thank all the people who donated, man. It's so easy to do it with the people that I'm working with right now.
Oh,
so,
nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
the families.
God, everybody it's like we're all drunk at a bar. I love you, man.
Yeah, big group hug. It's great. Isn't it great?
It is great.
All right, have a great weekend, and we will see you back here on Monday. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.